This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. Innovation is the lifeblood of virtually every industry in this economy, not just tech, but logistics, for instance, manufacturing, too, also healthcare. Thing is, innovation's hard. And if you don't innovate fast enough, the competition's going to catch up and probably pass you. That's the challenge in one very specific healthcare business right now, the making of antibiotics and antimicrobials. Bacteria, fungi, parasites, they evolve, right? And our ability to produce new medicines to fight them simply isn't keeping up. Marketplace's Sabri Benishor has more on that one.
Back in 2014, Tori Kinnaman was a freshman at Brown on the gymnastics team.
Feeling the strongest, most physically fit I had ever been, and competed in one of our championship competitions.
A couple days later, her left leg felt sore.
You know, doing gymnastics, you get aches and pains now and then, so I didn't think much of it and just tried to train through the pain.
But it was no pulled hamstring, and it got worse.
Honestly, my pain increased exponentially. Eventually, I was admitted to the hospital, and so I was started on IV antibiotics.
The antibiotics did not work.
They took me in for emergency surgery and discovered that I had an 18-centimeter MRSA infection that like eats away at the muscle.
MRSA, or MRSA, stands for methicillin-resistant Staphylococcus aureus. It's a bacteria that's developed resistance to many antibiotics.
And I remember, you know, at one point asking the doctors if they were going to have to amputate my leg, and they couldn't answer that question.
But there was an antibiotic that still worked for MRSA. It's called vancomycin. They flooded Kinnaman's body with it and operated on her 8 times in 2 weeks.
However, vancomycin can be really toxic to your kidneys. So my kidney function started precipitously declining.
Kinnaman did not have to choose between her kidneys and her leg because there was another antibiotic left to try. This would be attempt number 3, and it worked.
When I was being discharged from the hospital, I was nervous. You know, I kept wondering, you know, how do you know that the infection is gone? How do I know that it's not going to come back?
Kinnaman remained infection-free and is now a medical student at Duke University with a special interest in antibiotic research.
We are already seeing, from 2019 data, 1.3 million deaths directly attributable across the world to superbugs in that year.
Sally Davies is a physician and the UK government's special envoy on antimicrobial resistance.
Not only is this more frequent than each of HIV, TB, and malaria, is the fact that nearly 5 million people every year have a drug-resistant bug in them or on them when they die.
Making antimicrobial resistance the third biggest underlying cause of death after heart disease and stroke. And as time goes on, more microbes are developing resistance to the medicines used to kill them. The cause is straightforward.
Well, there's this guy named Darwin.
Vance Fowler is a professor of medicine at Duke. It is evolution, simply put.
If you think about the situation where there's an individual who has a particular bacterial infection who's treated with a course of antibiotics that kills the majority of the bacteria, but a tiny portion of them persist.
Those survivors may have a mutation or might have borrowed genetic material from another bacterial species. They divide in minutes and create a generation of superbugs. Again, Sally Davies.
It is not us as people who develop resistance to the drugs.
It is the bacteria themselves. But people do help them along.
The use of medicines, not in the way they are supposed to be used.
Haliosis Gerayun is director of antimicrobial resistance at the World Health Organization. The more antibiotics are used, the more opportunities bacteria have to evolve. So, for example, people insisting on taking antibiotics for a cold, which is caused by a virus that isn't even affected by antibiotics, that is an opportunity for bacteria to evolve. But 80% of the antibiotics used in the world are used in the food chain for animals, and some livestock producers misuse them.
To fatten animals.
Using antibiotics to fatten animals is banned in the U.S. Chicken producer Purdue has all but eliminated them. Still, some beef producers administer antibiotics that are also used for humans and that the World Health Organization says should not be used in agriculture. But if healthcare and agriculture are one losing frontier in the war on superbugs, economics is another. Sally Davies.
We have very few new antibiotics coming in. And it really is to do with a market failure.
More often than not, making new antibiotics does not pay, and few companies do it. More on that next time. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishore for Marketplace.
Next time, by the way, that Sabri was talking about there is in a couple of weeks when he comes back to talk the economics of antibiotics.